we are joined on the line now by one of the householders affected by the Mica building blocks scandal. Valerie Smith from Letterkenny is on the line. Her entire house has had to be demolished or will be demolished due to the defective blocks. There's cracks in the walls, there's dampness as well. And of course, last week we learned, it was reported that those affected by this are not going to get the 100% redress from the government as they have campaigned for. Valerie, good morning and welcome to the show and thanks for joining us. Your house faces demolition, you're saying?
Yes, that's right, yes. I have put in, got my engineer's report and it's been put into the council and I've now got a letter saying that I'm eligible to apply for the scheme. So it has, they've seen the engineer's report and that's where I'm at in the stages of the process. And so the next stage for me is to get an engineer to get quotations of how much it's going to cost to rebuild my house. So as part of that process, I actually, I know that a lot of timber frame companies can give quotations. So because it was like, I just want to try to find out what I'm looking at money-wise. And so I rang up yesterday a company in the north because it wasn't a bank holiday there. And the guy on phone told me that the price of timber and building materials has skyrocketed. And he gave me some information. He told me he had a customer who by the time they got their mortgage approved, the price of their house build had gone up by 70,000, which is pretty shocking. So it's really concerning. I told him that I wouldn't, at the best, I would start maybe in March, and he said he couldn't even give me a quotation. I asked him, could he give me something, just, you know, to kind of have some kind of idea of how much this is going to cost, as even a bottom figure of what I need at least. And he said that he could do that for me. And he said that the prices won't go down, they'll only go up. So like that's when I do get this figure, that's like the baseline. And then who knows what it'll be actually by March. So it's
how long is it going to take to rebuild your home? Where are you going to stay? What are you going to do during all that period?
Yeah, exactly. Those are all questions. In this moment in time, the word demolition is just a word to me. It's not a real thing. It's too mentally huge for me to actually really comprehend what demolition means.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a little step forward in trying to like get my head around this. So, for example, I bought my house. It was like I didn't build my house. So. It's in an estate for start. So my neighbours both have got mica as well. And my mother also lives in the same estate and she has mica. So like it's not just me, it's everyone around me. And because I live in a estate as well, we have style of house. So you can't just build any type of house. You have to build one that fits with the estate. So there's a lot of different things. And I don't understand, like, I am a homeowner. I'm not in the government or I'm not in anything else. First of all, I don't understand why this scheme was only based on Donegal. Like, I don't understand why it wasn't national straight away because, it doesn't matter where you live in the country. We are living in a very small country for start. Like, it is seen as a tiny country and to treat us all as county by county is crazy to me, and I, as I say, I don't know anything. I'm just a homeowner.
I'm glad you said a homeowner because what the other aspect of this, Valerie, is that it's a home you have, not a house.
Yes,
and it's more than just bricks or mortars. That is your home.
That's right, and that's what my point was on that was. I see the anguish happening down in Clare and Limerick and Sligo as well, and like I have. Like, as a person who's been going through this for such a long time, I know how horrible it is not to even have a scheme because we've had years and years and years of campaigning, and not me personally, it was the MAG group who did it. I just went to the meetings And it was devastating, absolutely devastating to go to these meetings and just the sheer, it was like going to a funeral every time you went to the, one of those meetings. And so we've had this hanging over our heads for long time. And so, you know, you don't care about your house. That's why it doesn't become a home anymore. It's just somewhere you live. You don't care about it. Like, I actually, you know, you don't, like, I sent in images of my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got bore holes all over it. I've got dampness. Like, I didn't paint that wall, not because I didn't want to, but the painter said, we have to wait for that to dry, and it never dried. That's crazy, you know. Mm. Like,
when did you first suspect or notice something was wrong, or had you heard about the problem before you noticed yourself, Valerie?
First of all, I bought the house was bought. Somebody previously owned it, so they moved in around. They moved in 2004, and I bought mine, the heart of the bubble, at 2008. Like, so, I bought at the top of the market, and so anyway, I'd seen cracks appearing not very much longer after buying it, to be honest. And so I actually applied to the home bond. So that was within the 10-year guarantee period. So it was bad enough then to actually apply. And they rejected, because at that stage they had already won some case with the pyrite situation. So they had managed to get some loophole that allowed them to walk away from any issues like this.
Yeah. So, and of course, now there is a doubt, and you've been campaigning, as have all those affected, for 100% redress. There's now a doubt about that. And
yeah.
There's a very strong possibility, as it stands, that you'll be out of pocket substantially. And that's not acceptable as far as you're concerned.
Well, the thing is that you just heard from me a while ago about how prices are skyrocketing. So at the moment, there's like caps on the price of how much you will get. And like, this is the thing. I'm not trying to renovate my life or make my life better. I just want to have somewhere to live, you know. And like, you know, this is the thing. We're not like trying to have this amazing life or take money from the government or things like this. We just have, like, as I said, I bought at the top of the market. I have mortgage for 25 years. These are things that people do. A mortgage means death walk in like French or something. It's a thing you do for life, you know. You don't expect to have to do it twice. And you don't have the extra money. You have to pay a mortgage. Like, I am somebody who pays all my bills, as most people, and I don't have extra cash to do things like build a brand new house. And that's where the problem is, that there's no excess of money around to do all this stuff. You know, like, looking for 100% redress is not because we're greedy or we don't appreciate people giving us 90%, because we were really happy when we heard it was 90%, but it wasn't 90%. And now when I talk to that guy who's in the timber frame building company, saying that for ordinary people, the prices of housing has gone up by 70,000 in like a matter of months. That's mental to me. And as he said, he couldn't give me any figure of how much it would be in March. And that's mad.
Yeah.